Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And we're just delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you. I just thank God again. I bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us on today. I give God all praise and glory. We're going to go into our doxology first. Amen, God. It's a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I give him glory, and I give him praise on today. This is terrible. Okay, give me 1 second, guys. God bless you. The devil is a lie. He is a lie, and the truth ain't in him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus. And praise God on today for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. We're going to get ready for our devotion part of the service on today. We're just going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. sing forth honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. We rejoice in him. He ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nation. Let not rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. I just read you from Psalms 66, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song. We're going to have a song, The Devil is the Liar, on today. Yeah, the devil is a liar today. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come just confessing and repenting and asking, God, that you would forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come this morning, this afternoon, God, just to thank you, Lord, just to praise you, just to lift your name up today, God. We come right now, God, just thanking you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come first of all asking you to bind the strong man, Lord. I bind up the strong man right now. I bind every demonic force. I bind every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic. I bind you now from this radio broadcast. I bind you from our lives this morning, Lord. I ask you right now, God, you said whatever I bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is already loose in heaven. I bind up the enemy now from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. And I loose your anointing. I release your anointing, Lord, right now over this radio broadcast today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless right now everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to bless the speaker on today. I ask you to just crown them with wisdom and knowledge right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to put your foot on his neck right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Let your power fall today, Lord. Let your power fall, Lord. Let your anointing fall today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it fall on this radio broadcast. Let it fall on our service today. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no authority. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I today, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I just give God all the praise and I give God all the glory on today. He is my everything. I just thank him on today. I thank God for waking me this morning, started me on my way. I just thank him on today. He's a good God. I don't know why the enemy try to attack every time. And every time the enemy don't have no power. He don't have no power. He don't have no authority. And I cast you down. And I cast you out. And I command you to go. In the name of Jesus. We just give God praise and we give him glory on today. We're going to get ready to go into our testimony service. I just give God all praise. I give him glory. I just thank him on today to the Lord. I'm going to just play none of my stuff working today, but that's all right. We still don't have church. The devil is alive.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you.
Yes,
Lord, give me you. Give me you, everything else can hold. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you.
God, hallelujah.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, hallelujah.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Just answer me, your Lord. I hold my
Hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. This is our testimony service. If we have a testimony today, God bless. Anyone else have a testimony?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
God is good on today. I just like to this morning give God the glory and the honor where it is due. God is such an amazing God to the point where if he don't do nothing else for me, I know.
Hallelujah.
That it's a God is an awesome God.
Yes.
I'm talking about
yes.
He's an awesome God. If you just stay
yes.
in him, he's an awesome, despite
yes.
what you do, he's still
yes.
an awesome God. God
yes, yes.
has delivered me multiple times, and he still loves me the same.
Yes.
I just don't know
uh-huh.
why, and I just don't know how, but just he's an awesome God.
Yes.
God is a great
yes,
God. I just want to thank him for today for just delivering my family many of times over. I want to thank him for today for just giving us breath in the body. I just like to thank
yes.
God for just showing me all of his miracles that he has performed in
yes.
my life
yes.
and letting me see yes, other miracles that he has done throughout other people. I just want to thank him
yes.
for just giving thank me a chance on this earth just to be a witness
yes.
for him, to
yes.
add to his kingdom build, just to help. When
yes.
when it's needed, and if I can, and when he provides for me to do so. I just want to thank God for just giving me
thank
the knowledge
Lord.
And the wisdom to be a vessel for
yes.
him today. Because God is good, and I'm just so ready to hear the word of God. I'm just so
thank
anxious
you,
to hear the word of God. I don't know how to feel
yes,
right now because I know he got a word for me on this morning. And I just thank God
yes.
for just giving me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
I
you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank
for sending Jesus to cover me.
Yes.
A will back in a room that had no
excuse
but you and me. I thank you for keeping my life.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
For what God
thank
can do
you,
for you. Nothing.
Yes.
For what God can do for you.
Yes.
You the
God.
Mighty
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank
I
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'll pray my strength in the Lord, me and my family strength in the Lord, and I will do the same for you all because God is
Amen.
Love.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies today?
Amen. Good
Amen.
Evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I just want to share a small testimony.
Amen.
When I went in to have my baby, you apostle had prophesied that God was going to heal my body. But I didn't understand what you was talking about at the moment. I'm just thinking, okay, he going to make it to where I can have more kids. But
mm-hmm.
at that time, I had made up in my mind, I didn't want any more kids. So I'm just like, okay. So I said, okay, well, God, whatever this is, you know, whatever you're going to do, I trust you. Whatever this is, you know, I put my faith in you. In
mm-hmm.
the process of all this, before I even left the hospital, I felt myself getting weak.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept getting attacked in my mind. My mind kept,
mm-hmm.
things was going wrong in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I was telling myself, I just kept remembering what you were saying. I just knew God was going to heal my body. But I
mm-hmm.
didn't want to let nobody know what was going on. But I knew
right.
God said he was going to heal me. So
yeah,
I just kept telling myself that. So in the process of everything, my mind getting attacked, God said, trust me, just trust me. I got you.
Right.
So on the third
Amen.
Day, I said, God, I trust you and everything, but I can't take this pain no more. So he said, okay. I went on to the hospital. They told me everything I had, everything that was wrong, but that was the beginning of it. I had to trust
right.
God to heal my body. I had to let these doctors do what they had to do. But in the process
right.
of me falling asleep, God was dealing with me mentally and
yeah.
healing me on the inside. Oh, like I didn't understand what was going on. But God was healing
right.
me from the inside out, healing me from the things
yes.
that I needed to be healed from, and
yes.
he was freeing
yes.
me from the things that I needed to be
yes.
free from. Like, I came
yes.
out a different woman. I came out wanting
yes.
to serve God. I came out
yes.
with a smile on my face. My head wasn't going
yes.
crazy. I didn't want to smoke
yes.
weed no more. I didn't want to
yes.
do nothing that I was doing before
yes.
I went under. And
hallelujah.
God changed me, and he my body,
yes.
everything that I was
yes.
praying for, God delivered me from it. Everything
yes,
that I was
God,
giving
hallelujah.
To me, watching porn,
yes.
all of that, God delivered
yes.
me in the midst of
yes.
going through that
hallelujah.
In my body. God set me free, and I am so happy.
Yes.
I feel so good
yes.
in my body. I'm just just like, okay, yes, what else you want me to do, God? I'm right here. I'm willing. I just use me
yes.
how you want to use me, God.
Yes.
I'm just so grateful to God for keeping me. I had to trust people to watch my kids. I had to set myself. I had to trust God with everything.
Yes.
And you
yes.
have to trust God. So you really have to trust God. And let it go. I had to do it because it was my income was gonna determine my outcome. How I went through this was gonna
yes.
determine how everything was when I came out of
yes,
it. And
yes,
I just
yes.
thank God for keeping
thank
me
you,
and letting
thank
me
Thank
to trust
you.
Him and what he did to me and fix me inside out.
Yes.
I still need
yes.
to work though, but the major things that I was
yes.
really concerned about, God dealt with that. And I'm so
yes.
grateful to God. I'm so grateful to
yes.
him for his grace
thank
and his
you.
Mercy.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just grateful to
thank
him
you.
For his everlasting love. I'm
yes,
just so grateful.
Lord, hallelujah.
For
keeping
his thank
you. Thank
you. Me and I let the devil keep me. I'm just so grateful
yes.
to God for keeping
yes.
my mind because the things
yes.
that was going on in my head, only God can fix it. And I just thank
yes.
God for it. I just thank him for all of that. Amen.
Yes.
And I just pray, I'm going to continue to pray for all of you all. And I pray that y'all continue to pray for me and this healing.
Yes.
And he's still working on me, he's still healing me. But I can say I am delivered and I am set
yes.
free on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah
thank
to your
you,
name,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
I give your name all the glory, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, God.
Thank
you, God.
Thank
you, God.
Thank
you for being my peace. Thank you, God, for being my eyes,
Lord
God. Thank
yes,
you for coming,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you. Jeez, hallelujah. God is such a good God, and I just thank him so much. Hallelujah. 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 If you didn't feel none right then, I don't know what's wrong, because I know the Holy Ghost came. I know the anointing fell. I just thank and praise God today for this awesome testimony, and the testimony before that was awesome. And I just thank and praise God that we're giving God all the glory and we're giving God all the praise, because he is due all of it. I'm telling you, he's an awesome God. And when you give him the praise and when you lift his name up, and you know he's going to do what he got to do. So I just thank and praise God on today. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. And I give him glory on today. I give him praise today. I magnify his name today. And we just thank God for healing her. I thank him today for just keeping his word. I just thank God, hallelujah, for doing what he said he would do. Sometimes we don't know what it is, but God know everything. And I give him glory on today. We're going to get ready to go into our message today. We have a speaker on today, Prophetess Lisa Harris. But before I do that, I just want to thank and praise God for Prophetess Minister Talia Sattler. She taught the children's class yesterday, and she did job. And I give God glory for her obedience, because as long as she obedient to God, he's going to step right in for her, because obedience is better than a sacrifice. You know, we can sacrifice this and sacrifice that, but when you obedient to God, when you willing to get out there and do what God asked you to do and what he called you to do, that's what he wants. That's what he needs. And I just thank God for how she talked yesterday and how she stayed right on. She had so many distractions, but she stayed right on it. And I thank and praise God for that on today. We need to keep her lifted up in prayer, keep praying for her, that God's going to continually do what he said he's going to do. Stir up every gift that she got. Stir it up. And it's coming by your obedience. I just thank and praise God on today. We're going to get ready for our message on today. We have a woman that I known, a young lady that I've known for a few years, and she's been just right there for me. She used to take me to the jails, and she took me so many different places. I'd go to her house, I'd travel from wherever I was, and I'd go to her house, she'd let me spend the weekend there and take me to the prisons and stuff and see my ex or whatever, my, you know, daughter and stuff. And I just thank and praise God for her on today. I don't care what may go or say or people saying and all that. I don't care about that. I only care what God care about. And when God opened the door, can't no man close that door. So I just want to just give God all the praise and the glory on today. We got, I want to present to some and introduce to others, Prophetess Minister Lisa Harris. God bless.
Amen. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, and to my apostle, our mother, Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean, one of our apostle
Amen.
Mothers of the hour, a great prophetess
Amen.
And woman. I feel very
Amen.
Honored to have gotten to know her over these last several years in my own endeavors to be obedient and to serve the only true and wise God, our Father, Jehovah God. Amen. And I met her at a conference through some other prophetess and apostles who were just, they were just really excited about Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean. At that time, she was Prophetess Deborah Dean. But I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
talking about being fully loaded and gifted. And I just thank God for her for just being there for me as a young woman, trying to be a preacher in a culture that does not fully accept that, even within the church body of Christ itself, but yet full of the Holy
Amen.
Ghost, and your back is against the wall. You can't not serve God, and then how can you make it in the world if you have so much resistance against who you are, if you're black, you're woman, you're whatever it is. But to God be the glory.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I just ask that God will, you all will be praying my strength in the Lord. Father God, I just
Amen.
Surrender my spirit, my heart, my body, my soul, my mind, all that I am and all that you would want me to be, Lord, for thou art the potter and I'm the clay. Father, I just yield myself to you just as I am, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Asking you to forgive
Thank
me for
you.
All my sins, cleanse me from all unrighteousness, tie me behind thy cross, O God, as I deliver your word. Let it come straight from the throne room of heaven. Not my will, but thy
yes.
will be done. I will decrease as you increase. And bless the, let Thank us all be hearers and doers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord God will keep his promise. He's a promise keeper. When
yes,
we, when I think about God and when we think about the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it is incumbent upon us to understand that we are seeking the face of the creator of the universe. We're seeking
mm-hmm.
the God of heaven and earth. We're seeking the one
yes.
who created us. Just as
mm-hmm.
we in devotion talked about the Psalm 100, which says,
mm-hmm.
we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. So we,
mm-hmm.
God has created us, and now we ourselves. So I am a totality
yeah.
of who God has made me and created me to be. And I have endeavored
mm-hmm.
upon myself since it has come to my own understanding that I have choices. I have options. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm thankful to my mother. Hallelujah. I didn't quite get that decision or get to a place to be able to make that decision on my own. It was my own dear mother, Willie Ann Harris, Minister Willie Ann Harris. She's deceased at this time, and I still honor her and my father, Cleveland Harris. But it was her that taught me most about how to pray the Lord's Prayer
mm-hmm.
and how to seek the face
mm-hmm.
of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
amen.
With that being seen, I just want to encourage someone today. I want to bring a
amen.
Word only from what God would have. I had this plan, I had that plan, but God has the last say. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I am thinking in this sermon, I'm thinking about how God keeps his promises. I know that some of us think that we ought to get rid of the Old Testament because we're in a new age. And some of us in the New Testament feel like we don't need the Old Testament anymore because we're in a new age. But if we understand
mm-hmm.
the totality of our God just from a simple point of view, understanding that he is the Alpha and the Omega, and let us just be
yeah.
grounded in our understanding to understand that it was God who put time and who put beginning before time became time. It was God who put
mm-hmm.
time in place. This
mm-hmm.
is the one who Jesus Christ has given us the opportunity to get to know without a certain,
yes.
without a lie, without any deceitfulness. Jesus came because the God we serve is a Godhead. The Godhead is God the Father, Jehovah, God the Son, Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of comfort and truth. And I just
mm-hmm.
want to talk about God being a promise keeper. And so I want to just tie the prophet Joel chapter, let me see, what is that? It's the chapter, forgive me, I'm so nervous. Chapter 2:28, and God said, it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons
mm-hmm.
and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old
mm-hmm.
men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall
mm-hmm.
see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
All right.
We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God who
mm-hmm.
expresses himself through the incarnate word, Jesus Christ. So, Joel,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, we come here. The main text I'm using is this text in Acts, the book of Acts, chapter
mm-hmm.
2, beginning at 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to
mm-hmm.
you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the
right.
third hour of the day. But this is what
mm-hmm.
was spoken by the prophet Joel. Verse 17, and it shall come to pass
mm-hmm.
in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your
all
sons
right.
and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men
mm-hmm.
shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my
mm-hmm.
men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my
mm-hmm.
spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show
yes.
wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and
yes.
vapor and smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of
mm-hmm.
the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall
mm-hmm.
be saved. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thanking God that he's the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's the God of Abraham,
yes.
Isaac, and Jacob. But if you flip to the New
yes.
Testament, he's the God of the 12 disciples, Peter, James, and John.
Yes.
I love God because he loves men. And before he even
mm-hmm.
he prophesied to Adam all those years in the garden while he was alone, naming the animals, being busy, doing what men do, taking care and
mm-hmm.
having dominion, being king of what God has put him over. Hallelujah. But one day
mm-hmm.
God in his divine mind decided that the man was not good for man to be alone. So God in his divine
right.
mind came up with the woman to be the man's helpmeet.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Help me. What?
Hallelujah.
Help me. The goal that God has given us. What is the goal? The
mm-hmm.
goal is to give God glory. The goal is to serve
mm-hmm.
him and worship him in spirit and in truth. The goal is to
mm-hmm.
be filled with his holy so that your anointing will pour out around your surroundings
mm-hmm.
and bless your people. The goal is to help God to keep his word, to fulfill what he said to Abraham, You and your descendants mm-hmm. will be many, and you will be a you are blessed, and you will bless the nation. That is the goal for
all
the
right.
new Israel and the new church. We are to be a blessing to the nation. We are to let
mm-hmm.
somebody know that God didn't stop prophesying after Malachi. There was a silence for 400
right.
years. But then we got John the
mm-hmm.
Baptist that comes on the scene full of Holy Ghost
uh-huh.
fire, and he's like a resurrected Elijah. Jesus said, only if you can receive it. I've been spending a whole lot of time by myself, and that has been very difficult for me because even though I'm really, by nature, an introvert, I've learned to be extroverted because I love people, so I have to come out of
mm-hmm.
myself. Not only that, I was
mm-hmm.
baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 5 years old, and it wasn't nothing cute. So I thank God for the prophetess Sadler, and I thank God for prophetess Apostle to have intervening in the ministry with a special word and teaching the young children how to be prophetic. They are under a strong
yes.
prophetic anointing if they're under End Time
mm-hmm.
Men and Women of War, Life Support Ministry, Global Ministry, hooked up here together. I just want to
yeah,
say
amen.
That when we think about God keeping his word in the last day, we have to remember he's the Alpha and the Omega, and he spoke the beginning at the end and the end from
mm-hmm.
the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that that my mother taught me about Jesus. She didn't have enough
mm.
money to keep me going to little piano and keep me going to ballet. And as soon as I got baptized, we got attacked by the devil because I was full of the Holy Ghost and received a miracle. What the enemy meant for
mm-hmm.
evil, God turned it around for good, because what seemed like
all
an
right.
attack against my mother really was to bring us into shelter because something great and something miraculous had happened in our home right in the middle of an
mm-hmm.
urban city, right in the middle where they were fussing about pollution, right in the middle of a time right past the civil rights movement, right after Malcolm
mm-hmm.
X had been shot down by people that looked like him when he was trying to free
mm-hmm.
them, right after the time after Martin Luther King spoke the dream to a nation, hallelujah, that had the right
mm-hmm.
to cross over into a promised land, and when one of the sons rose up to speak there is greater promise than God, they shot him down.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to continually wrestle against with the duality of our own souls. We are used to being,
mm-hmm.
we were born to be in Eden, to be living in paradise, to be kings and queens,
yes.
to reign and to
yes.
rule. We were born to be wealthy, healthy, and wise. We were born to have
yes.
everything at our fingertips and to sit around and imagine and create with God all day and then visit
mm-hmm.
with him in the cool of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking
amen.
About the God of promise. If, hallelujah,
yes.
I can encourage anybody with my feeble hidden behind the cross of my Savior, please listen to what I have to say. My own testimony is, for God I live and for God I die. Does that mean I'm a
all
great
right.
warrior woman, a great warrior bride? Does it mean that
mm-hmm.
I am exercised in all the intellectual, hallelujah, ancient books, and know about Socrates
yeah.
and Plato, hallelujah, yeah. know yourself and to your own self be true? Does it mean, hallelujah, that I'm a great historian, that I remember all the 46 to 48, 50 presidents that have served the United States of America? Does it mean that I have understood what it is to be great and to be black when I was a part
yeah.
of the descendants who had passed through the Middle Passage, taken from their greatness, sold out by their own brothers? What the enemy means for evil, God can turn it around for good. And I'm asking God on today,
mm-hmm.
just look at us as if we are in the day. I heard a prophet, great apostle, say we're in the hour where we have to deal with the mantle of Ezekiel and Joseph. I don't know about you,
mm-hmm.
but I have learned not to. We be running up trying to get crowned with the glory. Hallelujah, but it is
mm-hmm.
a price to pay. If you want to have
yes.
dominion and power, if you want to be a king or queen, first thing you got to
yes.
do after you've been obedient, after you've given and shared, is not to abuse your
yes.
power. I have to speak to the powers that be today. I know you all this, you the bag of chips. You can pick up a phone call and make somebody choose whether somebody live or die today. whether they get sick or they get well, whether they have access to their, hallelujah, their retirement, their insurance benefits, whether they can go back and get their money out the bank once they've entrusted them, you, with their money and their okay, so God is calling the kings and queens to account. He's calling for the God, the ones that say that they are in power. Hallelujah, because you, the ones who are in power, whether you know Jesus or not, it's incumbent upon you to seek out a prophet. It's incumbent upon you to have a pastor. It's incumbent upon you to repent and to keep yourself right before God. I have to come against anybody that wants to refute what I'm saying, because if Xerxes or the husband of Queen Esther that chose the little Jewish girl didn't have all the questions, he knew she was beautiful, had a wonderful personality, and the people favored her. For some reason, the king favored her. He wasn't asking her religious belief systems, and all she could do was bow and obey. Hallelujah. And let them get ready to serve him. But in the midst of that, thank God for family members who love God while you out here serving in the fivefold ministry. They ain't sitting up trying to act like they got to have your head cut off because you can't eat and drink with them every time there is a holiday or come to every event. Hallelujah.
Right.
But thank God for the family members, hallelujah, that love God. We're twice blessed. You're twice blessed if you are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and you got a cousin, a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife, a son or a daughter, a mother or a father that will agree that Jesus is the Christ. I'm just trying to say that God keeps his promises. Hallelujah. Every now and then we have to be alone all by ourselves. But what should we see? I don't know about any other woman, but when I'm in love, I want my man to call me. I want him to be thinking about marrying me. I want to know that I am lovely and accepted and beautiful in his eyes. I want him to know that I respect and honor him. And even if he ain't doing me the best I think, or if he's having a hard season, he needs to know I ain't just trying to be cute to act like I'm better than other some other chick. I'm trying to keep these covenant relationships together before God and pray for his plan. Pray that God lifts them up on every lean and side. Hallelujah, and heal them when they hurt his feelings, because he all fucked. He's tall, he's fine, he's strong. He can take a licking and keep on ticking, but he's still a human being. He still has gave his life for somebody and just didn't tell nobody about him. I'm talking about the God who keeps promise. He can bring it all together. I know that we're fussing about if a man or a woman or a boy or a girl is calling to ministry and who should preach, pray, and prophesy, but I'm just talking about what it says in the Word. It says, and it shall come to pass in the last days. So even in the time of Peter, those were the last days. How do we understand what season we're in? That's why we need folks to get saved. Anybody have the gift of the sons of Issachar that you can read the times and the seasons? Because right now I know we got to be somewhere in Daniel because the time is sped up. That means that we're going to get more revelation, and what a wonderful, awesome time to spend time before God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. What a wonderful time, my friends, for us to, if we don't know, if there's some among us that don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins, hallelujah, or have drifted away, backslidden, or have lost your confidence, I open up the kingdom of heaven with the power vested in me, hallelujah, to refute what the enemy has said. I open up the spiritual church. The doors of the church are still open. Hallelujah. God opens a door that no man can close, and he closes doors that no man can open. I'm glad that God closed the doors that would have led me down a road of perdition and unmitigated sin and horrific. Hallelujah. If we think we suffering now, I want to remind my sisters and brothers in Christ, we've been through hell and high water. But give me an amen if you're glad that you had Jesus by your side. Why you glad, even though you thought your mama and your daddy was too hard on you, you so glad to hear them words saying you better pray. You better remember to say your grace. You better say thank you when you rise up early. And you better get on your knees sometime before you go to bed. And thank God. You better reflect, hallelujah, on your ways. And you better look at what you've been doing. You need to stay sober before God. drunken mess. Yeah. You in a stupor in the midst of a wind. Where is God?
Yeah.
Is he in the wind? Ezekiel say,
yeah.
Is he in the storm? No, he ain't there. He's in a quiet, still voice. Why everybody noisy? There's clamor. There's fussing and frustration. There's confusion.
Yeah.
There's violation of life. There's violation of body, mind, and soul. There's violation of our covenant, what we said when we were with God. There's violation in our marriages, what we said when we came before the altar. There is violation, what we said when we took office. But, hallelujah, I'm glad, thank God for the but. Hallelujah, Jehovah Ziskenu, through Christ Jesus, becomes our righteousness. He erases our sins and casts them into the sea of forgetfulness. So that we can run on this race. What is the fivefold ministry? Why do we need the Holy Spirit of the living God in the last days? So that we can equip the body of Christ and have a more purposeful view of who God is in the last days. When we can get to the moon, hallelujah, outside of Pharaoh's pyramid. How are we to understand our God, the God of promise? If he said it then, and then, hallelujah, how many years later God kept his promises in the New Testament? That's why we don't want to get rid of one or the other. The Old Testament is the history. It is the prophetic book, the 42 generations that God takes to tell us that he's got an answer on the way for our problem we encountered in Eden, got kicked out in the wilderness. I'm telling you, baby, I'm trying my best. Hallelujah, to stay repentant, to stay forgiving, and to forgive others, hallelujah, of their offenses, hallelujah, because I already know I got my way in heaven. God told me that when I was 5 years old. I have not broken that covenant with God. Ain't I have looked up with the hymn say, I searched all over, but I couldn't find nobody, nobody like Jesus, honey, and I love to be in love. Hallelujah, and I still can't find nobody. I've been able to sit under educated professors and the most anointed doctor, and I know they love me, but I still can't find nobody. Honey, if you want to, the way I've been treated out here trying to serve God, I'm like, Lord, do they think I want to play with their demons with sickness and disease? I would like to get in a home, have my husband and some little babies around me, some grandchildren or somebody come to the house every now and then and serve them food my china. But if it takes all of this, it is incumbent upon me, seeing that my mother and father paid such a price to serve their people, and they already gone on to glory, and since they gave up so much to invest and making sure I had an opportunity and to be able to have a decent life for myself, since God cares that much about me that before I could speak real good, he had gave me a godly mother talking to me about, say Jesus. I'm talking about the God, Jehovah of promise. He said that
come
we
on.
Overcome by the power of our testimony and by the power of the holy slain Lamb of God. Who is the holy slain Lamb of God? His name is Jesus. Who is the Alpha, the Alpha and the Omega? He is Jesus. Jesus the Christ. He's our wonder miracle worker. He's our bishop, our great bishop. He's after the order of Melchizedek. He is the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. He's the lily and the valley and the light and morning star. He's my way in and my way out. He's a friend when I'm friendless. He's my mother when I'm motherless. He's my father when I'm fatherless. Oh, God, he is my redeemer. He's the my marvelous. He's my matchmaker. He's my healer, and he's my deliverer. He died, hallelujah, on the cross, hallelujah, but not before he was born. He was born to the little Virgin Mary, hallelujah, little woman in a ghetto called Nazareth, little girl, betrothed to a man named Joseph. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, don't worry, when your relationships are shaking a little bit, because Jesus said he's come not to bring peace on the earth, but to unite. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, tell you this, you can have it all. All the same family members persecuted you, turned you in, made stuff up on you, pushed themselves away. She weird. He acting crazy. No, baby. I'm seeking to serve the Lord. Oh, it's a woman, in spite of being in despair, in spite of not having everything I want to have and think I can have, in spite of my own shortcomings, my failures and my faults, I'm seeking to serve the true and living God.
Yes,
what a wonderful flavor. What a wonderful God. When you do the will of God, you might have to pay some things, but don't nothing feel better than the spirit that God lets put on you when you obey, when you do what he says, when you repent, when you make it over, when you come out of the dark place, when you bring somebody else out, when you love your enemies, when you're able to forgive in the privacy of your own home without a cloud, when you can praise him in the middle of heartache and pain, when you can praise him on your sick bed, your death bed, whatever. Lord, I wish I could articulate. I wish I could speak in the language of the people like they did at Pentecost. 120 of them gathered in an upper room and decided to pray. And they prayed and they prayed. Sisters and brothers, I know we're in a microwave age. You can press a button, get everything of somebody's life. Even the common person can find out all about them with a push of a button. You can get in of a government. Folk hacking their wing, hacking the thief, hacking the steal. But when you got Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pray over your sons and daughters that the Holy Spirit in these last days, will fill them up. Because I can tell you, we ain't got an argue with the postmodern or the pre-modern scientists that say we are a product of our environment. Anybody stay out here long enough and without no backup, without no unity, without no love, without and the people of God somewhere quiet, anyone can be a product of their environment. But I love God because he can make anything. He can make something out of nothing. That's what he did to me. He made something out of nothing. I imagine that the enemy, like that, the beast in chapter 12, for us all while our mothers are in the wilderness, struggling and laboring and trying to eat and be healthy, overcome her own addictions, her own little anger issues, because we found out that you, whatever you're doing, your baby gets a hold of that. I'm just so glad God got the whole thing together. He know all about it, because in the very tumultuous, womb, where they're sitting there incubating, waiting to come and be our answer to our world, God is with them. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. So, but anyway, I just want to thank God that in these last days, he has not forsaken us. Even as he was with Job and the generations of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Nahum, Malachi, hallelujah, all of Daniel and Ezekiel, Esther and Ruth. Even in those days, God was with them. We are in a time, and then I'm going to close, that the people in the Old Testament, were looking into. There were prophets and scribes looking diligently, spending years. Look at what we do. We put our Bible off to the side, blow dust off of it, throw it down, you know. And it was people looking, are we looking unto the second advent? Are we looking to be rapture ready? Hallelujah. But he said, if we don't have God, Jehovah of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, said, if we don't have his spirit, we are none of his. We need the Holy Spirit of the true God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just want to say, even in these last days, be encouraged because we serve in the God of promise. He's able to keep
Lord.
Us from falling. He's able to do all things. Hallelujah. May we walk in miracles, signs, and wonders. May we perform it. May we never forsake the Apostles' Creed. May we find our way on this journey and bless others like the two people on Damascus Road. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They talking about
Hallelujah.
Stand, and here Jesus is. We stand, and here God already got the answer for us because we serve the God
All
of promise. Be encouraged, my brother, sister. Amen.
Amen. God bless. God bless. And that was a mighty powerful sermon with Prophetess Minister Lisa Harris from St. Louis, Missouri. I give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for that word. I give God praise today. I give him glory. That's a mighty powerful word, the promises of God, because I want to stand on them. I got to stand on his promises. So I thank and praise God for his promises today. And that was an awesome sermon, Prophetess, and we give God praise for you on today, for using you today. So we just thank and praise God on today for that. And we are going to get ready to close out. I give God praise on today. I want you all to know that I'm really proud of each and every one of you. And I'm praying and asking God to keep you all covered under the blood of Jesus and your families. And you do likewise unto me. Father, we just thank you for the word that was given to us on today. Lord, we had a good dinner from that word. Lord, we just thank you. We ate from the word on today. We just ask you right now to just cover each of us, Lord, and send angels to encamp around about us today, Lord. Bless every ear that heard your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a good and blessed day. We'll be right back here on Tuesday at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern time for our Bible class. God bless you. I love you. Have a good day. God bless you.